Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, it's only slow if you're in a hurry. So says a Mayo farmer, who must be one of the only people in Ireland who runs his farm on cattle power. Eamon McDonough owns 30 acres in Kilmain, and he operates his commercial organic vegetable farm with shorthorn cattle who plough, till and sow. It's reaching back into what was done in the past here in Ireland, and it makes sense for him. His main working ox is a beast of a shorthorn called Harry. Ella McSweeney went out to meet him.
So he's a purebred shorthorn, and I bought him as a calf.
Hello.
At a couple of months old.
He's lovely. And did you intend to use him for the plowing?
Yeah, that was the intention. Yeah, that's what I bought him for.
And he's thick and wide, and he's dark red colour, isn't he? That lovely auburn colour.
Yeah, yeah. From the point of view of a work animal, he's got a good square frame, first of all. If you look at him, like, it's similar to a working horse. You want kind of, like, as I say, a leg in each corner. You want a good square animal. You want good straight legs. You don't want their legs to be splayed out.
We're just standing behind him now.
And you want them to be good, strong. You want good, heavy bone, strong bone, like. You want power.
Yeah.
So he's got a good, he's got a very big body. He's got a sharp leg. So he's got good traction.
He's got a huge stomach.
Yeah, well, he's a bit too fat. He's not doing enough work.
He's a bit like a horse, the way he interacts, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I suppose he spends so much time working with me in that he's used to people. So we'll put on the harness now. It's just under the shed here.
Do you name your animals?
Yeah, his name is Harry. The fella I bought him from, his name was Harry. So he got called after his owner. So basically, you just throw the harness up like that. Throw on the collar first.
That's around his neck.
Yeah, and then you just get your breech in here and your back pad.
He hasn't flinched at all.
Oh, not at all. This harness has been thrown up on him hundreds of times, so he doesn't pass any remarks of it. Yeah, it's just put everything on, make everything fit there. This crupper here, this just goes under his tail. It just kind of keeps everything in place.
All the way along its back?
Yeah, so then you've got what's called, I suppose, a back pad, and this is the... this is the girth. This goes around underneath his belly. So then you chain up the collar again at the bottom.
When you say an ox, how do you define that?
Well, the definition of an ox is a 4-year-old male trained for work.
Castrated.
Castrated, yeah.
Yeah.
Or another term which I like is a bovine with an education. So I think that's a fitting term. And that covers males and females.
You've got cows here as well. Is there a difference working boys from girls?
No, there seem to be. It's all down to temperament. You need a nice, calm temperament. Someone that'll cooperate with you.
You've also got a horse over here. Lovely black horse with a white stripe. Hello. But you don't work this horse, no?
No, he's just for riding. They're very inquisitive cattle. That's the difference between a cow or a bovine and a horse as well. Like, cattle generally come up to some strange implement or something they haven't seen before. They go up and they sniff it, they check it out. Whereas a horse just takes one look and he runs if he doesn't like it. Oh boy.
He's very content.
He's just passing him right. So unlike a horse generally has a bit in their mouth. I'm just using a regular head collar on this fella. But you're also relying on voice command. Like, eventually you're hoping you don't really even need the reins, that they'll understand, you know, left, right, back, whoa. And I just like the simplicity of them. You know, you're not relying on diesel or oil or... That's what I like about them.
Just cow power.
Cow power or horse power, whichever you prefer. Come on, Ray. Get up. Okay. I'm just turning them around here, I'll see him. Left, come right. I'm coming around to the right now. Come right. Whoa.
So he's really listening to you the whole time. You can see his ears there.
Yeah, and back. Yeah. You see back there. Yeah. Very, very little pressure on the reins. Come on. Left. Come on, get up. There's no money, obviously, in livestock, so. There are benefits there. You need the, obviously, fertiliser, so they're dung for fertilising the crops, and then I'm obviously using them for traction for ploughing and weeding and hoeing in between the drills when the crops are growing. They can basically do anything you can do with a tractor, just at obviously at a much slower pace. But, I mean, they've been used for hundreds and thousands of years in agriculture before tractors ever came along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most implements are actually used behind tractors now, were already invented for draft animals.
And I suppose here, like, we're just walking in the back of your farm. You've got small, beautiful small fields with stone walls. And it's hilly here as well, but the soil can't be too thick, is it?
No, there's actually only a handful of fields here that we could actually till, maybe probably about 3 or 4 acres in total. Yeah, so you've got about 6 inches of soil, but it's good, fertile soil. Crops grow well in it. I just like the animals for, especially with the tillage, you don't have, compaction with issue with compaction. You know, they're easy on the ground. And I just like working them, you know, because the tractor's obviously much faster, but they suit what I'm doing.
When did you first start to use cattle in ploughing?
I suppose just in the last 2 years, really, I really got into using the cattle. I suppose just from reading books on draft animals and that kind of thing, and you'd see stuff online, people using them all around the world. And I just said I'd give it a shot for the crack. Yeah.
And do you think they have a place in smaller farms like you have here in Ireland?
I don't see why not. They work well for me, and plenty more people could use them. It takes years to be, it's a skill. So, you know, it takes years of practice ploughing and doing various things that you can go out and work an animal on your own.
Look at you.
He's going to relax.
Does it make economic sense?
I think it does, yeah. I think it makes economic sense. Definitely. I mean, the fact that they produce fertiliser for the crops, and they can go, they can plough the ground, cultivate it, and you can harvest the crops and all that. So it's basically a loop. You know, it's a circle. Everything kind of, one thing complements the other.
And obviously this isn't going to happen to Harry, but there is the obvious thing also that you can eat them. I mean, at the end of the day, you can just sell them to the factory.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he was a regular bullock on a regular farm, he'd be chops, no?
You know, do you have a kind of philosophy to your approach to farming here? I mean, it seems that you have a very particular way of thinking about your role as a farmer managing land.
Well, I suppose you're trying to farm as sustainably as possible. You know, you're using your animals for fertiliser, and you're trying to cut down on inputs and keep it as simple as possible. You know, keep your overheads down. But you're working with an animal, you're working at a different pace. You know, and plus you haven't got the noise of a tractor and that. You're more kind of in touch, I think, with nature and that.
Well, fair play to Eamon McDonough there in Kilmaine in County Mayo, and I love the sounds and everything from Ella's report. You can follow his work and see more videos and photos of his working animals on Twitter at Eamon_McDonough.